The 1% Versus Democracy, which is a book I'd always wanted to write and was afraid that I was never going to write because I was getting too caught up in the day-to-day.
That music means I am out of time.
Yeah.
So the book is They Rule, The 1% Versus Democracy. Thank you, Paul.
I really
appreciate you coming on. You're listening to KBOO Portland, and we're going out to you via KBOO 90.7 FM to all the ships at sea.
And you are listening to KBOO Portland here. And coming up on your Thursday morning, we've got Between the Covers at 11. Before that, it'll be Flashpoints at 10:15. And then at 11:30, join us for Black Book Talk, a show that features interviews and discussions of works by African-American authors. But up next, it's Air Cascadia with headlines, interviews, and commentary. Chris Andre is up next.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be held at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland. The Personnel Committee will meet on the second Monday of each month at 6 p.m.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Thursday, July 6, 2017, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, your sanctuary radio, your resistance radio, your whistleblower radio at 90.7 FM on the air, KBOO.FM, everywhere. We have a little bit of weather for you today. I'd like to have a theme. I don't know if you noticed recently, but today I was at loss for words. Today's theme, I suppose, is the photograph in the New York Times of Donald Trump and Melania heading off in different directions to hop in the limo to take off on their European trip. Again, Trump entertained the nation later on by finding it difficult to locate his limo. All of this is a piece with the alarming image of the President of the United States drinking his water, holding the cup with both hands. If that doesn't trouble you, well, then think about this. He's going to be meeting with Vladimir Putin, and even his top aides have no idea what's going to pop out of his mouth. That said, perhaps the most intriguing place in the world to be right now would be South Korea. I don't think many of us here in America realize how powerful South Korea is. We also, at the moment, have no less an eminent than Reverend Billy on the phone right now, joining us from, where are you right now? You're not in jail, or you wouldn't be calling us.
I don't think I'm in jail, Chris. let me check here. Let me check the windows. No bars.
But what side
I'm
would they
Brooklyn.
Be on? I mean,
I'm in Brooklyn.
This is kind of with America's turning into an open-air prison. more open for some than others, admittedly, but nonetheless. Tell us what's going to happen in a few hours this afternoon.
Well, we are going to Trump Tower, the Stop Shopping Church, and we will do what we've been doing now most weekdays for the last 5 weeks. We go through the security with the young people there standing there with their submachine guns, and then we go up 5 flights on the gold-plated, cheesy-as-hell escalators, and then on the 5th floor is a garden, a public garden. And the Trump company has contracted, years ago they contracted, they agreed that the public would always have access to it. And in exchange, the city of New York gave them 24 extra floors. So it went all the way up to 750 feet and became one of the skyscrapers of Midtown Manhattan. Those 24 floors are worth $580 billion now. And all we got in return is this little garden on the 5th floor. So we go there, and we have 45-minute writing sessions, just kind of free writing, consciousness streaming. We all bring our composition books and our pens and pencils, and we, in the shadow of this gold-tinted 750-foot-tall erection, we let our private creativity flood out of our fingertips, and it feels good.
Well, that's what a garden is for.
We don't know where we're headed with this. What's that?
That's what gardens are for, right? You know, to let the the imagination bloom.
Yes.
This is the most beautiful image. I cannot think of anything better to wind up the strangest week I've ever seen, and it's only going to get stranger. I want to be there. I know listeners want to be there. God knows, does anybody here have an atrium that we could access? We need to set ourselves up with an atrium in Portland, or even Pioneer Courthouse Square. This is an idea, and there's singing too. There's music, and we're going to try to get that on, if not this show, then a little bit later, so we'd be able to participate along with you, because this is lo, yea, verily. This is some image.
We look forward to coming to Portland. The Stop Shopping Choir and Reverend Billy will be there Friday and Saturday, October 6th and 7th, produced by Boom Arts. And we'll be at the Old Church.
Uh-huh.
Friday and Saturday, the 6th and 7th.
Probably safer. The new ones, the new churches are pretty scary. I'll say that. But I think your message is, don't be afraid, people. Be active and do it with humor. And, you know, God's on our side, as is the Reverend Billy and Savitri and the choir. So,
we fired God. We don't have God in our church. We pray to the earth.
You're fired. Fired his ass straight out of here. That's beautiful news for humankind. That is beautiful news. We're gonna let you go. We got another guest lined up who is going to be very, very pleased to hear this. Probably waiting on the right.
Thank you, Chris.
All right, now, thank you. Oh, praise be. Praise be.
Hallelujah, everybody.
Hallelujah.
Have a good day.
Thank you. I think we're going to go now. We're going to be speaking today with Christine Hong, one of the most interesting places in the global community right now is South Korea. Most Americans don't realize how powerful South Korea is, and how the new president is going to be in a position to make critical changes at this moment. The only thing we've got power crazed demigod possibly duking it out with South Korea in the middle, and a new very liberal in many ways, incredibly intelligent, on point person who is in charge, who we ought to be here in America celebrating the results of this recent election in South Korea. We should be dancing in the streets. I didn't see people following this very much, but it was a pretty exciting election. And the results were, it was such a relief when we learned that at last we had real leadership in that part of the world. I think we have Christine Hong on in just a moment. We should have her on momentarily. My guest, Christine Hong, is an associate professor at the University of California, Santa Cruz, and an executive board member of the Korea Policy Institute. She's debunked the widely repeated notion that the Obama administration had a policy of, and you've heard Donald Trump spout this with derision many occasions. He loves the phrase, and God knows who taught this to him, strategic patience towards North Korea. Along with this comes the notion that it launched cyber attacks and had massive military exercises targeting North Korea. Hong recently wrote the piece, The Long Dirty History of U.S. Warmongering Against North Korea. She wrote that. You can find that in The Progressive. In that piece, she writes, unsurprisingly, few media outlets have reported on North Korea's overtures to the United States, even as these, if pursued, might result in meaningful de-escalation on both sides. To be clear, peaceful alternatives are right there. They're available, and apparently Donald Trump has yet to avail himself of these, nor, I believe, does he have any notion of what the actual facts on the ground are. Far from being an intractable foe, North Korea has repeatedly asked the United States to sign a peace treaty. Let me make sure that we're all along on the same trajectory here. North Korea has repeatedly asked the United States to sign a peace treaty that would bring the unresolved Korean War to a long overdue end. And that is not some sort of wishful thinking. That's not some imagined situation that Donald Trump is so fond of coughing up. This is actually what is on the table right now. Trump himself would have to be the president who ended the Korean War. Wow, that sounds great. Is he going to do it? Probably not. We're still waiting to get Christine on the line. Also in this piece, just let me indulge another quote, is also proposed that the United States cease its annual war games with South Korea. Games, we must recognize, that involve the simulated invasion and occupation of the North. Think about that for just a minute. All of this is right in front of us. It's right at hand. We would have the we could end all of this, and that this is a number of countries, number of strategically important countries, and they're nations that we will be dealing with, whether we like it or not. We could be dealing with these nations as equals on an equal playing field in peace. It would significantly shift the balance of power in this part of the world. This was a very interesting election. It went. The South Korean people paid close attention to. They don't actually pay a great deal of attention. When North Korea was playing more war games and launching more missiles, that came around the same time as the final weeks of campaigning. And the South Korean people paid a lot more attention to their election than they did to saber rattling on any side. They had no real interest in the North because they had lived with this situation for such a long time. And they had a clear understanding of what the stakes were, knowing full well that the results of their election could really be the, as Trump would say, the deal of the century. Yeah. So we wait to see what Trump is going to do about all of this. I seriously doubt that we're going to get into a shooting war, as they say. We'll have to wait and see, though. I'm sorry we didn't have Christine Hong on for you, but to do indeed be inspired by the immortal words of the Reverend Billy. This has been Air Cascadia for Thursday, July 6, 2017. Roque Bergeron engineered the show for us today. Thank you so much, Roque. Derek Crooks is the AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
Today on Flashpoint, an assassination attempt on the daughter of slain Honduras indigenous rights leader Berta Cáceres. Also, the U.S. expands its saber-rattling off the coast of the Koreas after the North tests its ICBM weapons system. That's a new one. Why did Trump start his trip in Poland? We'll talk about that. And Greg Palast updates us on Kris Kobach's latest attempts to suppress large numbers of voters of color across the country with a massive investigation of voter fraud. I'm Dennis Burns, seeing all this straight ahead on Flashpoints. Stay tuned.